Hello, Bella.
Sam said in his usual gloomy way. Hi, Sam, Bella replied.
I heard that you are entering the ball. Is that true?
Sam asked. Yes, I am.
Oh, I was just thinking that. Well, I was thinking that you move a little too quickly to really call what you do fluttering. A fluttering contest should be graceful, don't you think? That's what I think. Well, I should go. I'll see you later, Bella.
With that, the sour snail slithered away. Bella found a pebble near the stream and sat down. She was frustrated and feeling a little gloomy herself, until from up above, Darla the damselfly swooped down and landed before her. Darla had been watching Bella practice and heard what Sam had said.
Bella, don't listen to that silly snail. You are very graceful, the beautiful damselfly commented. Bella grinned. I don't know, though. Your wings are a tad dull, don't you think? I mean, look at my magnificent wings. They are shimmering and so full of sparkles. Bugs from faraway forests come just to have a view of my glittering wings. Well, you must decide for yourself what to do. Goodbye.
Then, just as suddenly as she appeared, Darla disappeared into the forest sky. Bella sat and looked at her wings. Her colors were certainly not as bright as Darla's. She had never realized her wings were so dull before. That night, the four young bug friends gathered at Lady Bug Teller's cottage to hear another adventure. However, as she began to speak, she noticed that Bella looked unusually sad.
Bella, are you feeling fine?
Asked the ladybug.
Well, I've decided not to enter the ball.
Ladybug Teller leaned back in her chair, looking a little perplexed. You see, I discovered today that I'm much too clumsy, not slow and graceful like a flutterer should be. Then there is my size. I'm much too small. And I am sure you have noticed that my wings are so boring. They are not brilliant and magnificent like the wings of other butterflies in the forest. Ladybug Teller peered down at Bella, examining her with her eyes.
Well, then, you must not enter the ball. It is for the best.
So, with that decision made, Ladybug Teller began her tale for the evening.
Let's see now. Where was I?
The ladybug inquired.
You were telling us about how you won the jungle games,
Frances exclaimed.
Was I now? As I recall, I was telling you about how my friends and I celebrated after the games. I was very happy at that moment because I had faced many challenges just to play that day.
What kind of challenges?
Mick asked.
Well, as I mentioned, the jungle that I visited had never seen a ladybug before. Some of the other bugs felt I wouldn't even be able to play the games. My legs seemed too short for the twig hurdles. My body was so round that it was hard for me to swing from the vines. There were several bugs that just didn't think I would make a good player.
So what did you do? Bella asked curiously.
Well, I entered the games, of course. I knew that the other bugs wouldn't believe in me, unless I believed in myself first.